Blog Talk Radio.
Conversation, seeing if you're paying attention, it's the Thursday edition. I love doing that once in a while, just seeing if my listeners are paying attention, because sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. Wow. Okay, let me see here. Oh, Lord, go. Today on the conversation, while we deal with the China virus, because it comes from China, so we call it the China virus. You know, while we're dealing with that, you know, how do we get global warming into the narrative? Well, Greta Thunberg can actually tell you that one, because, you know, we got to tackle them both, you know, because we got to fundamentally transform the world while we're under this virus, so we got to transformers. Okay, well, if we're going to do this Green New Deal, let's have the cars run off of nuclear fusion. Let's figure that out. Because then, helium problem solved. And that's what a lot of scientists say. That will be our next mode of fuel. Valerie Jarrett. No chance Michelle Obama will be Biden's running mate. And you got to understand, Biden has basically said that I'd pick Michelle Obama in a heartbeat. Not that he's talked to her or she even wants to do it. He just said he would. So, I don't think that'll ever happen. Pelosi, the next stimulus bill will enable... Yeah, this next stimulus bill, I'm trying to fix something. It will be able to enable Americans to vote by, what? Vote by mail? What do you mean vote by mail? If you can go to the grocery store right now, how can you not vote in person? But even if you could vote by mail and Hillary Clinton loses or whoever loses, they're going to say that, oh, the Republicans wanted us to vote by mail so they could rig the election. You know, here's Joe Biden again, you know, the guy that's clueless. Coronavirus is an opportunity for instrumental changes in this country and fundamentally transform it into this. Yeah, you know how crappy the stores are with no food? Yeah, that's what we're going to get in. That's what's going to happen. You know, because the virus is death. I mean, what do you want? You know, I mean, we got to stay home in quarantine. The virus is death. The virus equals death. Yeah, Chris Cuomo, you never had it then, because if people want to get back to work, they can't afford to work. Well, the virus equals death. I mean, that much more. So welcome, and some stuff with Google and YouTube, all kinds of stuff going on. Don't forget to like and share. I do have a PayPal link. If y'all want to tithe some money and help out the conversation, if you support it and you watch it, you know, there's a mic I'm possibly looking at and a boom stand and stuff. And I mean, the stands alone, the boom stands are like $100+. They're not cheap. This stuff's not cheap, what I do. And to have a wife that respects me and says, yeah, you know, to upgrade or whatever, to support me and let me do this, it's amazing. You know, I have the greatest wife in the world. I mean, you know, my pastor's husband, Nathan, would agree that his wife is more beautiful, but, hey, God gave me the greatest girl in the world. How can I complain? you know. It's just an amazing conversation we got today, because, I got so much to get into. Hopefully I can get to it all. I put some stuff into the front burner because I want to keep it, and I did somewhere. Where'd it go? Okay, what did I do? Where is it? I thought I should. Oh, crazy. Okay. Just remember Revelation chapter 3 that says, "You serve a God that can open doors that no one can shut, and you can shut doors that no one can open. And behold, I've placed before you an open door that no one can shut. And they have a little strength, but you kept my word and not denied my name." Think about that. It's one of my favorite verses. I use it a lot on this kind. I just love Revelation chapter 3. It's just amazing, you know, because God does. If he shuts a door, don't try to open the door. He shut it for a reason. You know, this global warming thing is a scam. Greta Thunberg, God shut the door on it. Leave it closed. Move on. God we serve, you know what I mean? He's going to get us through this coronavirus. Look at Sweden. One of the Swedes. Their population is about like Michigan, and they have fewer deaths, and they're not quarantining. Yeah, if you're sick, stay home. But, I mean, granted, there's like a Tennessee Tyson factory that has like 90 people that are positive, and another factory that has 44. Okay, shut them down. Quarantine clean the place up, and then reopen in 14 days. We got to keep going. This whole world of, I got to totally disinfect the whole. You know? I try to do that. Like, if my wife is getting sick, I try to do that around the house to prevent her from recontaminating herself, to make her, this is contaminated with the flu or whatever, and then she gets it again and again and again, or I get it, you know. But we got to get ourselves, people building our bodies up with antibodies so that they can learn to fight. We don't do that anymore. I got like a thing that I wear around my neck that puts an aura, has like a magnet with copper and brass, and what that does is it allows negative ions to go out, and it kills all the bacteria around me so that I don't have to worry about getting sick. No, you need to get sick so you can body knows how to fight stuff, because if not, you're going to get hit with something really hard, and you're like, well, the body's not going to know how to fight it. But since we're going to fundamentally transform this world and this nation, because now we've got COVID-19, now while we got them all flipping out about this virus, let's make sure that in one of these stimulus bills, we got to make sure that you're going to have to vote by mail. Because it's not safe. You can go to Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, Target, Meijer, ShopRite, Save Right, Save Mart, Payless, Kroger, Wawa, The White Hen, Winn-Dixie, 7-Eleven, but you can't vote in person? Wow. If it's so bad that they can't figure out how to have you vote in person by November, which shouldn't be an issue by then, if they can't figure that out, how do you expect them to be running our country? If they can't figure out the simple fact of having people. How do we get people to vote in person when by then most of this bullcrap will be over with, because people will have learned to stop buying it? Let's figure that one out. No, we're going to vote in person. Well, we got to fund them. Yeah, we got to make sure that we get some abortion laws in there that are permanent. We got to have permanent funding for abortion. Why not? You know, we got people that wonder where their paycheck's coming from, but the virus equals death. I mean, we got to be locked down. We got to be quarantined. We got to just stay home and do nothing. Well, you know. Yeah. We got to be like Chris Cuomo and come out of the basement for the first time since his police report. Yeah, that's the part they edited out of the segment was, this is the first time Chris Cuomo was coming out of his basement since he got busted by the cops for getting into it with a bicyclist that was an old guy. And I bet you that old guy won. Whether it was arguing with him or fighting him, either way. But we gotta get climate change. You know, we gotta, you know. Yeah, these are Green New Deal ventilators, okay, folks? These are Green New Deal ventilators. They're solar powered. Whatever you think, I'll tell you whatever you want to think, you know, I mean, if you knew how much fossil fuels it took to run their wind turbines, yeah, they don't run on wind alone. Yeah, take all the fossil fuels out of that wind turbine and see how long it takes for that thing to fall apart and break and not work at all. Not even a day, probably? I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there, you know. Because we got to use crap tons of fossil fuels to be earth-friendly with these wind turbines. That's right, folks. You have to use fossil fuels to be earth-friendly with wind turbines. I'm just saying. I'm throwing that one out there. Because that's how this is. They have NASA photos that are showing that the polar caps are expanding. I mean, there's actually, and I've said this before, so I'm not going to get into it. It's on many of my old conversations, that they have proof that the North and South Poles were water at one point in Earth's history. But we got to tackle climate change. Global warming's happening from all the hot air in these liberals' heads. Yes, that's right. But it's just nuts. You know, I mean, like, they can't, they make no sense. I mean, Biden makes no sense. I mean, that what scares me going into this weird election that we're going to have, because they're going to try to keep us, because what the liberals are trying to do is they're trying, since they've spent 3.5 years trying to win the 2016 election, and they can't do it. They've tried everything under their power. They've tried everything to get Supreme Court justices taken out. They have tried to destroy families so that they can get socialist liberal judges in there. They spent their whole 3.5 years trying to win the 2016 election. And now this virus comes up, let's get people to help convince Trump that we need to shut everything down, remember, folks, when we reopen America, you need to boycott and stay at home and not work. Yeah. Are you gonna take out of your salary their AOC and pay their wages? I don't think so. People don't have money. Wait, where's my bills coming from? Oh, don't worry. We'll do a 50th stimulus bill. And this bill, trust me, we're going to own you in this bill. But that's what's going on in this world. Wake up. They want to try to demolish this economy. Well, look at how bad the economy is. Way to go, Trump. No, people are seeing that Trump is being crapped on in every direction. The majority of people know the truth. There's only a handful of people that, oh, can you? I couldn't imagine being in that basement that whole time like Chris Cuomo. Oh, I feel for him. Wow, you buy that BS? I mean, the kids didn't even look enthused. I mean, I would hate to be his kids. Oh, crap. He's coming up in the basement. I mean, oh, Lord, I wish he was gone for the full... I wish he was in the basement that whole 14 days. Oh, I'm so... I was just waiting for the kid to go, Dad, what do you mean 14? What do you mean you're coming up in the basement? You just went down there 2 minutes ago, right before they hit go. I wonder how the kids put up with that guy. Huh?
You know, someone was talking. You're talking about Cuomo. You know, your dad, when you were a kid, traveled a lot.
Yeah.
When he came home, were you excited to see him?
Oh, I couldn't wait to see him.
When Cuomo came up from the stairs, did his kids even act like they cared?
No, not at all.
Did they act like...
Yeah, like I said right before. I said, like, what did they...
Like they haven't seen him
that
whole 14 days.
What do you mean you just came up from the basement? You just went down there 2 minutes ago, Dad. Shut up. Okay, cut. Let's tape again.
Yeah.
I mean...
If people believe him...
Yeah.
I feel sorry for
them. Yeah, I do.
So they're stupid.
If you feel sorry, if you believe Chris Cuomo, give me your stimulus check that they gave you and I'll invest it for you. Oh, I bought stuff with it. Yeah, I invested it. Yeah, it didn't do well. So you lost your money. Sorry. Next. Hey, I tried, man. I'm not perfect, man. I'm only a...
Click, click, and it's gone.
Yeah.
Like
I put your $1,500 and it's gone. What? I have $100. No, you don't. It went in the market, didn't do too well. That's great, Stan. We're going to take your money and put it in a money market mutual account. And it's gone. And they chopped the head off a chicken. Bailout. We'll issue a bailout.
That's about as good as our government does.
Yeah, that's how it is. Uh-huh. Oh, it is.
But, yeah. There's so many things wrong. First of all, a week before that video, he had a police report because he was fighting with an elderly person. He wasn't quarantined. His wife was supposedly, who had it also or whatever, was cleared by the CDC, was only quarantined for a week. His kids didn't act like neighbor missed him. And his own brother, who is the governor, says, if you get the virus, it's death.
Yeah.
So there's four things right there wrong with that whole picture.
Yeah, oh yeah. You're dead.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's pathetic. But then people keep... I mean, I'm glad I grew up in an era where 17 years... when I would have been... When Greta would have been pushing this thing like 2 years ago, I'd have been like partying. I wouldn't have kid. I'm like, the cycle what? What do you mean the cycle? Yeah, the Earth's going to do that for me. I don't need the... I didn't buy that.
No.
But hey, that's the world we live in, you know. I mean, I'm glad I grew up in a day. See, but that's the difference. When I grew up, what did we do? Went outside. I love that video, like if you're from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and early 80s, how are we alive today? Because we drank out of a faucet. We played all day. No one could get a hold of us. We didn't get home until the street lights came on. I know.
He's cleaning his grill. It's raining, but he's out there grilling.
But that's the world we live in. Now it's like, you better not drink. Dude, you're going to die if you drink out of that faucet. I'm sure we have better ways of purifying the water now than we did when I was a kid. It's funny when you watch these kids now and there are people that beat like Metal Gear in like 1 hour. The whole game, we'd take forever. And I remember one time my friends were playing it one time, they borrowed it and they're playing it forever. And I'm like, where were you guys, man? We were playing. I'm like, why would you want to play a video game all day? You can be outside. But hey, I mean, I kind of feel like, okay, Biden is like, I'd take Michelle Obama in a heartbeat. I think his thought is, have her take it, have, you know, like, she's never shown any interest in that. And you mean to tell me if she's never shown interest that all of a sudden she's going to want to be Biden's running mate? I don't think. What if she has no call? I mean, he just wants someone in there because he doesn't know. He probably hasn't given one thought to a running mate. I think Trump's going to win for one reason. I don't think Biden is 100% there. I think he's dealing with something seriously, and that's all political aside. I think there's something seriously medically wrong with Joe Biden. You know, I don't think he's even thought of a running mate. It's sort of like Obama. Well, I guess I have to endorse Biden. You know, I have to. Not my choice, but I guess I kind of have to, so pardon me. But I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I just kind of feel like I got the nomination, rut-row, now what do I do? Because they've spent their whole time, 3.5 years, trying to win the 2016 election and trying to do stuff to make America great. It's funny how they show pictures of Biden and his wife and Obama and his wife, and they have... Remember when America was great? Remember when America was great? Because make America great again. When was America ever great? I have so many, the same people that say, when was America ever great? Now they're saying that America was great under Obama and Biden. Now I think you need to go back and look at the facts. You got a tax, they eliminated the gas tax under Bush to save money one summer. Well, if gas is more expensive now under Obama, why aren't they cutting the gas tax? Michelle Obama ain't going to be his running mate. She has no intention. But they want someone like her, like an Oprah Winfrey, that, hey, they don't, because, see, if a Republican would have like an Oprah Winfrey type person. Well, what has she done? What is her knowledge? How they would rip her to pieces. What does she have? But you take Greta Thunberg. Oh, she's a 17-year-old. She's an expert on global warming. A liberal, they'll praise no matter how retarded they are. They would. Well, Oprah's going to be I think she's a great pick look at her show she had and everything she's done. And she's a people person. She'll be able to get stuff done. What has she done politically? Well, she ain't done nothing. She tried to get Chicago to the Olympics, and that went, meh. I'm just saying. You know, if the shoe was on the other foot, if you had a Tim Allen try to be a vice president, what does he know about anything? He's a comedian. Yeah, but at least he's real when he's making jokes. He knows he's making a joke. You liberals are jokes to begin with. You don't realize you're a joke. You're being who you are, not realizing you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Tim Allen is a normal, regular guy who jokes for the fun of it. He knows when it's a joke and knows when he's being Tim Allen. There's a difference. Joe Biden is, I think, got to mention, he doesn't know what day it is. Obama, Lord help him. I mean, Trump's the only one where the net worth has gone down. I mean, but I think, honestly, who is John McCain? Who is going to be John McCain's running mate? Well, we figured that out. It was Sarah Palin. Who was Hillary Clinton's running mate going to be? He should have taken, you guessed it, Bernie Sanders. Because then all those pissed off people that wouldn't vote for her, would have went with her because, hey, she at least took him. No, I don't think Biden has a running mate. Let me see here. I got about 31 minutes left in the program, and this part of the portion I want to send out to Minda Jamal. And he's, I guess, fighting to get back. And I mean, like, they ban him, and he comes back. And well, I get so much of that. Well, our independent facts checkers, no, our progressive liberals don't want this to be shared via Facebook, so we're deleting your post. That's what they need to say. Be honest about it. Actually, that the post you put up about 9/11 is kind of half-truth because, you know, see, the towers would have floated if there was no gravity. So they didn't really collapse. They fell because of gravity. So don't worry because the next stimulus bill, as Pelosi says, will enable American people to vote by mail. Now, I can get behind this if they have an option where if you want to vote by mail, you have that option. You don't have to. You can actually go and vote in person. If they're trying to put something in a stimulus bill that mandates that you have to vote by mail, well, I'm against it. In principle, just because it's a stimulus bill, there should be nothing about mandating people vote by mail. I mean, if you can go to a grocery store by now, if you can go to a grocery store, why can't you vote? And I guarantee you, you can get enough conservative Americans that will stand up and say, I'll run a voting booth. I'll do it. I mean it. At healthcare facilities, they take your temperature and do all this bull crap, which is pointless anyways, because you could be a carrier of the coronavirus and not even have a symptom or anything. But don't worry there, because Joe Biden, we're gonna make institutional changes. What? Yeah, this virus is so bad that all these Democrats are. How are we gonna make America socialists? How are we going to control Americans? How are we going to take away their Second Amendment rights? How are we going to permanently put abortion funding in the bill? How are we going to permanently do stuff that Americans will never support, since we're never going to get the support of the American people to support this? How are we going to get this to pass? How are we going to get this stuff to pass? Because remember, this is not about saving people's lives, you know. Coronavirus equals death. Well, then Cuomo didn't have it. Chris Cuomo didn't have it because he's alive. No, the point of all this, they're trying to flush this economy down the toilet so they can blame Trump. They want these mayors and governors to lock us down so that when we stand up for our rights to be able to buy seeds to plant a garden to feed our families. Wait a minute here. You can't do that. So that when we stand up for it, they can say, look at all these riots happening across America. That's Trump's fault. Also, Trump's the reason why the governor of Michigan is locking them down and controlling what they can and cannot buy. Yeah, girl, I know it's your birthday and we were going to try to do something really cool since you couldn't have kids over and have an actual party. You know, we were going to get all kinds of streamers, 50 miles of it, confetti and balloons and all kinds of cake, and we're going to have like 15 cakes for you and streamer. Oh, well, we can't do any of that because that's not deemed essential. Because that's Trump's fault because the governor of Michigan won't allow it. Well, the two chambers in Michigan are voting to and working on ways to basically eliminate her power because she is doing overreach. Now that's abuse. See, I don't think Trump really wants to lock us down, but he's trying to play. It's kind of like this. He does one thing, no matter what he does, they're not going to like it. They're not going to do it. They're not going to support it. They're not going to back it. But that's what's going on in this country right now. He can't win no matter what he says, no matter what he does. Bill Clinton could come out and give a speech right now endorsing Joe Biden. Trump could say the same thing and they'd be like, oh, can you believe he said that? I mean, this is what really makes me sick because Yeah, I don't know if you heard about this, but a couple years ago, Disney got rid of 250 employees and brought in green card workers. And they basically said, yeah, you're not going to get your severance pay until you train them to do your job. And I think they had lawsuits and stuff. And now, Abigail Disney slams Walt Disney Company over $1.5 billion in executive bonuses as it furloughs workers. I always wanted to go back to Disney because I never got to go. But one time, I don't really remember. All I really remember is going to this one place, having spaghetti, going to this other place, and we went on Space Mountain. And I'm like, this is a gentle ride, and it just went really fast, and it flipped me out, and I don't like roller coaster rides. I remember taking my dog to a kennel, and I remember going on the tram on the way home, and I wanted a Mickey balloon and didn't get one, but that's cool. And they're ridiculous, but, you know, because I don't know if I got any. I think I might have gotten a shirt. But now I have to have a thing here because I don't know if I'd ever go to Disney. They're not. I bet you Walt Disney be turning in his grave. The way the companies run. It's sad. It's sad that $1.5 billion, they're getting, who cares about the employees? You know, and there's a lot of people that say, okay, if they have, and they're not going to like if you had tickets, they're not going to honor them and all kinds of, it's scary. There are people that are telling people to boycott. It's nuts. I watched Disney from the day it allegedly laid off over 250 U.S. citizens and replaced them with green card workers, which supposedly broke labor laws. and more recently will not refund park tickets when they close its parks for the coronavirus, but allows only future entrance to the park, which of course means not everyone will make it and thus loses lots of money. So, like, they're just going to allow those tickets to go into the park in the near future. If you can't make it because that's when you were going to go, then you're out of luck. They're not going to refund your ticket if you can't make it. Which I guarantee you, if they get enough people that say, hey, I want my money back, this is bullcrap, well, I'm taking you to court over it, I guarantee you, if they get a class action, it'll get settled. But you got to think of it from this standpoint. If this causes outrage and those executive bonuses get taken back, or they tax them to where they don't really get a bonus at all, think about it like this. They were going to do it, period. If they were going to do it, they were going to do it. It doesn't matter. If they say, hey, it's wrong, they would have to do a whole heck of a lot for me to say, yeah, okay. And I doubt it. I'd be like, no, sorry. Sorry. I'll go on eBay and I'll find me a Mickey hat and a Mickey balloon, and I'll watch some Disney flicks at home if I really want to have a make-believe Disney experience. But then that would be like I don't know if I'd want even, I'd want, I don't know, I've lost all faith in Disney. It's not the company that Walt started. Put you that much. It's not. You know, Iran has gotten ships close to ours. You know what Trump said? Take them out. Take them out. Bye-bye. If they do something first. You know, we're not at war with North Korea. It's going to be interesting to see if, because from what I'm told with what Kim Jong-un has, it's bad. Like, I don't know where he's getting his medical treatment, because they don't really have that great, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to have any good, because from a couple articles I've read, if he has what they believe he has, you wonder if he dies, are they going to admit it? Are they gonna try to keep it in secret and see how? Because what's the country gonna do? Because they start out with Kim Il Sung, Kim Jong Il, and Kim Jong Un. They have a family dynasty, okay? Kim Il Sung, you eat a hamburger in North Korea? He created it. You have shoes? He created it. They're everything they have is thanks to the.
Two-year-old.
Yeah, but he can't run the country now.
And they'll have somebody do it through him until he's old enough.
That's
like
the,
in
that's
China, and that's probably where he's at. If he has any medical, because you know China and China and North Korea are friendly.
Yeah.
Those are the only
and that's
two allies
yeah.
that he has.
And that and
have.
But that's the big question. Well, he, like, who's going to actually run the country? And that's coming from a lot of people. That's coming from when you watch a lot of shit. Because it's a, okay, you do exactly 110%. If Melissa doesn't behave correctly, her family gets punished. Her brothers, any family members, her mom, her aunts, her uncles, going back, as if you're related to Melissa, you're going to be in a work camp because of something she did.
Well, mainly if I escape, they punish the family.
But
if
there's stuff.
If I do something wrong, they punish me.
Yeah, but they if you do something that violates the law, they will take generations. That's why people like to be.
I
could
play a bit.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. But, like, But here's the thing. Getting back to what I started with, Trump is not saying, okay, we need to bombard. If Iran attacks us first, then, okay, you have my orders to totally wipe them off the planet. If they attack us first, if they attack us, then it's just, we're not, Trump is not a let's go to war. Because everyone's like, what is Trump doing? We're going to be able, oh, great, North Korea is going to bomb us. We're all going to die. Wow, when did that happen? What? Yeah, that didn't happen. We're actually the closest we've ever been to having any type of relationship with North Korea. Doesn't mean we have a relationship. Doesn't mean that we're friendly, that everything. No. But we're 1,000,000% closer than we've ever been, which is still a trillion miles away. But, you know, of course, someone's going to say, well, can you believe Kyle said that America and North Korea are buddies? No. We've actually just had talks. We'll have to wait and see whatever happens. I mean, because I've talked about this on the program before, that I've heard that there's rumors that, like, anything you have ever posted on the internet, no matter if you deleted it, edited, that you could go back to 1980 if you had access to, like, the internet way back then, they could find something you typed way back then. There is somewhere in some warehouse in a bunch of computers stored. Because Google keeps all your information, whether you delete it or whatever. They still.
Google, how old is Google? It's not
since the
90s. So you have Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
That was one of the first.
Yeah, and they believe all that. But they believe that since Google has saves all your information, they believe that they have all Hillary's emails. And there's actually a.
They're going after it.
Yeah, they're going after it. Now, do you think that they're going to, if they even have them, do you think they're going to, like, admit it? Or do you think they're going to try to...
Oh, I don't think they'll admit it, no. But what I think will happen, because Judicial Watch and some of the people that's going after them have done a lot of things to... I mean, before all this virus happened,
yeah,
she was supposed to testify.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if a lot of this, too, is to keep her from...
Well, I think it's all to benefit the Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, you know, however it helps them,
yeah, that's...
it's helping, supposedly.
Well, that's what they're wanting to do. They're wanting this in a way so that... Look at the economy so bad. That's Trump's, like, people really think that the stock market and all this stuff is down because of what Trump.
Yeah.
If Trump truly had his way without any liberal doctors in his way, he'd have been like, oh, we're not closing down nothing. We're going to.
Oh, look at Sweden.
They haven't locked down.
They just said the elderly should stay home. If you're sick, stay home. And that's it.
Yeah. And they're about the size of Michigan, and they have fewer deaths. Go figure. I wonder why. Because what does the government want us to do? Stay completely in your bedroom, shut your door?
I don't think how this is. I don't like this at all.
No. And they, I think they want.
Have you heard about the second wave? Now, because all of this, everyone's talking about opening up. Now there's going to be a second wave in the fall, October or November. It's going to be more deadly than this wave. Okay, these models were wrong. There's supposed to be like 2 million people dead.
Yeah.
Not even 50,000 people.
Exactly.
So what makes them think that those models are right?
Yeah. Well, we already had a second wave because we had it in December.
Well... That's not what they're saying. And my question is this.
Well, that would be a third wave then.
Well, we know that, but that's not the official statement.
Oh, I know.
But my also thing is this, honey. If there is another wave, exposure builds up antibodies. you want people like the 20, the 30, the 40, and 50-year-olds to get it so they can get antibodies. So if there is another way, that it won't be worse.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
No.
At least while a lot of people aren't social distancing.
Yeah.
You see very few that are.
We'll catch a wave and we're sitting on top of the world.
But I'm just saying.
But like when they have these like the Tyson factory that has like 99 people or whatever with the COVID-19 or whatever, how is that deadly? 97% of the people survived the Kona.
They're afraid because the story is it came from a bat at a meat market. So they're afraid that the meat that the people who had it touched could have it. And there's no way to test that because, you know, how truthful China is. There's no way to test if the chicken or the beef have it. But that's the theory.
Yeah, and the theory I've always been told is by the time it would get to you, that wouldn't even be there anymore. It had died out. Just like, if that's true, then you're basically telling me that if I have COVID-19 and I wipe this, then that COVID-19 is going to be there forever.
They're saying it could be there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, by the time the chicken gets to the supermarket, it might be 3 weeks. There you go.
Well, and it could mutate into something worse. That's just what they're saying.
I know. See, and I'm trying to get you to realize that it's bullshit. Well, you know that.
What gets me is, okay, if you freeze it or if you stick it in the oven at 300 to 400 degrees, you don't think that's not going to kill something? We cook it or
No, it's not. I mean, I really don't. No, that's not going to ever. See, I'm a medical chef, and that doesn't happen.
I'm just saying, you don't eat it raw.
And I'm sure it'd be on the outside of the meat, so even if you cooked it to mid-rare, the outside would have been seared, killing it. I just...
Well, even if it's that, yeah. I mean...
And how hard is it to take... I guess it would take too much to take a piece of meat and take... someone that take coronavirus and put it on the meat and take one piece and see how long it stays on there and take another piece and see what it takes to cook it off.
And see what happens if you get it on the meat.
Yeah, that'd probably be like about $70 million.
That would make sense. And does the government or do they use things to make sense?
No, never have, never will. Thank you for tuning in. I want to get into some Premier League news because I got about 9 minutes left. I totally spaced the cannabis, but that's cool. Don't get to talk about the Premier League that much, but it's just the Premier League's weird to talk about right now because, like, you know, there's all these talk about will Manchester get Jadon Sancho or will we get Jack Grealish? Will we get Grealish? Who will we get? And, you know, will Pogba stay? Will he? Is he? Because there's some people that think that because of the virus, some players might be forced to stay and, you know, they may just, you know, you may not have a transfer window and is there going to be a transfer window? And if people are struggling to pay their bills, how can you say you're going to get $1,000 for a player? If they can't pay their bills and £100 million, you want £100 million for a player when people can't afford? Yeah, we're Manchester United and people in England can't afford to pay their bill, but we're going to flop down $100 million. I don't know. Makes you wonder. It's just one of those things. And it's got to be out there. I mean, because I've not really heard much about the Premier League and if it's going to start back up and when will it start up, and so it's going to be interesting. We will have to see what happens, because I've heard like and that's one of the big things, like when you look at it's just one of those things that you figure out what's going to happen. Let me see what this, because I'm going to bring up this article real quick. It says from Sky Sports. Premier League 20, yeah, except, okay. This says, because it keeps. Okay, the Premier League, I don't, why is it doing this? I don't know why it's not letting me do this. I don't know. Let me see. When will the... It's just going to be interesting because the start of the Premier League 2020 season is scheduled to take place on Saturday, August 2020. Details of the fixtures for the 29th campaign will be announced in due course. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. So it's like July 12th is what I'm getting. It's going to be the, because for some reason, okay, here we go. Maybe, yeah, I got it to accept, so I can accept the damn cookie so I can do this. But shareholders, you know, and all this stuff, now, August 8th is when they plan to have the season start for next year. The Premier League says further key dates will be announced in due course, but the start is less than a month away after the Euros finish on 2012. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because it looks like they're going to be doing like Champions League and stuff like this. They don't. I think sometime in June they're going to start doing the Premier League back up. So it's going to be interesting to see. There will be a change to the summer transfer window next season. The Premier League has confirmed summer deadline dates have been moved back in line with the rest of Europe, which that's old news. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see, because, like, I think it's going to be, it's all going to be scary to see what happens with this. And I think it's going to be, we'll just have to wait and see what goes on where I'm at, folks. But I think what's going to happen is I think it's going to be like in June or July, they'll get the season. They'll finish up the games behind closed doors and we'll call it a day. Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. I just, until we have more definitive, like this is when, because until we know whether Manchester United or who's in Champions League, who's in Europa League, we're not going to have any idea who's transferring where and what. So, I'm going to get into this because this kind of came up in my box. Brothers who hoarded 17,700 hand sanitizer bottles avoid fines after donating supplies. I guess the two Tennessee brothers who stockpiled 1,700 bottles of hand sanitizer have avoided persecution and a fine, but will not recoup the thousands of dollars they spent on the supplies under the terms of a price gouging settlement that the state attorney general announced this week. The brothers Matt Collin and Noah Collin donated the supplies last month to people in Tennessee and Kentucky, which authorities said Tuesday was acceptable as resolution and a factor in the settlement of the highly publicized case. I wish they would have done that in the first place, not having to...
What?
They because of the lawsuit to settle it, they're not being prosecuted as long as they're giving away all the hand sanitizer that they stockpiled.
Oh.
When they went state to state to state, that was the final resolution. They had to
give it away.
Yeah. Because they were trying to sell crap, tons of it. And,
right.
But they were dumb. But that's how this world works. You get idiots like that, like, guess what? I'm going to pocket. So that's what the politicians do. They just get away with it. But that's what's going on in this world. You know, we have these idiots. Because they got busted, I believe, when that kid was like, I'm going to show you what I do, and I go around. See, there's this college Monopoly game. It's a special edition. I go to Target, Walmart, Kmart. I buy them all, and they're going online for $80 on Amazon. I'm buying them for $19. And then the one video he did, he goes, I got to get rid of these ASAP because they're taking down the posts. They were stopping. He had no idea. He goes, if these don't get sold fast, I'm going to be stuck with them. Well, that's what you get. You try to cheat people. You try to buy something that you can buy, and you know, karma bites you in the boo boo.
Hey, boo boo.
Hey, yo, boo boo. This is a Yogi Bear. You got a picnic basket. All right, folks, we're about to leave the program.
Okay.
I'm a Yogi Bear. Yes, I do hurt people's feelings. But thank you so much for tuning into the program. I hope you feel part of. And I hope you wake up and see what kind of a ruse this is. Okay, where are people mourning the deaths of the flu victims? They're not, because they don't matter. Only COVID lives matter. And with that, as a firm alliance to the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.